Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, and tonight we have author Nicole Hill bringing us her wonderful world with her new novel, Betrayed. Let's see who's on the line. Area code 478, area code 478. Who's on the line?
This is Nicole.
Hey! Welcome to the show. Okay, I must warn you, we're awesome. I must warn you, there's a, half of a second delay here. So, I'm going to be talking, but you may not hear me till half of a second or maybe even a full second later. So,
okay.
Yes, I'm great. We have your novel here. It's called Betrayed. And before we get into that, we want to talk about you. We want to get to know you. For the listeners, can you tell us about Nicole Hill and what brought you to writing?
Well, I am a mother of three. I'm a grandmother of two. I'm married, been married for almost 7 years. I'm just a fun-loving person. I've been writing since I was about 8 years old, and I mean, that was just something I've always liked to do.
Oh, okay. So what was the first thing that you worked on at 8 years old?
Just little stories. I mean, it wasn't anything particular, just whatever came to mind, I would just write it down. It was just like little kid things. Maybe like some of my classmates in school would ask me to write a story for them, I would do that, but it wasn't anything major at 8. I didn't really start writing, like, real stories until I was maybe about 16 or 17.
Okay, now, were you, because we're not sure of your age, you look quite young. At 16 or 17, were you, like, dabbling into anything like blogs or anything like that?
No blogs.
Oh, okay. All right, so... you think maybe working on your first essay or something at high school gave you the courage to write something lengthy, like a novel? Because a novel is quite lengthy.
Yes, it is. Yes, essays at school and then the writing test that we had to do for graduation, that gave me a lot of practice, too, because it would give you just a topic to write on, and, you know, you would have to write so many words. So that kind of gave me, you know, the motivation to write a novel. I've always wrote stories, but I never, ever finished them. So this is like the first real story that I finished.
Okay. Well, we know that you like to make these stories to escape. And we know that you also enjoy sports like football and basketball.
Yes.
Is there any way that you do you ever foresee yourself writing for like football or basketball related activities, or have you done so already?
No, I haven't done anything like that. Maybe that would be something in the near future I may try to, you know, try to do.
Okay. All right. All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Betrayed? And you don't have to give the book away or anything like that, of course. But, like, what led up to you writing Betrayed? Before we get into Betrayed itself, you know, like what led up to that? Like, how did you land at Reese World Publishing?
I had put a story on Facebook last year. One of my friends that I went to high school with, she saw it, and she, you know, she inboxed me and asked me, you know, did I want to write, you know, professionally? And I told her that's something I've always wanted to do. And she told me that she had a friend that owned his own publishing company. So she put me in contact with Reese, and we talked, and he told me that once I got, like, my first four chapters of my book to send it to him. So when I got the first four chapters, I sent it to him, and he liked it, and he signed me on the spot.
What does your family think about all this?
They're real happy about it.
Okay, so everybody's supporting you. Do they help you out with book sales? Are you guys a team already?
Yes, I mean, my son is still in high school, so he's been spreading the word to his friends, and my daughter and my son all have Facebook pages, and they've just been posting the link on their walls and, you know, telling their friends to buy the book and, you know, just giving me good feedback on it.
Wow, son in high school, I would have thought you were, like, way younger than that, but go, girl. Okay, maybe you'll like something about tips and tricks on how to stay young, because, wow, you're blessed.
I just had a birthday. I just turned 40.
Oh, well, yay! Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What we'd like to do now is play a commercial and get back to you and talk a little bit more about Betrayed. One thing I would like to ask you, since you're a new author, when we come back, is what your
mm-hmm.
schedule is looking like with, like, tours and book signing. So that's something to think about. Is that okay if
okay.
we play a commercial and come back?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Yes. We have author Nicole Hill. Her book is Betrayed. We're going to pay a bill. We're going to come right back and get back to her and ask her all about the event process. Yes, yes, our Creep City Classic.
How would you feel if you found out your best friend was really your foe? The one person you thought had your best interest at heart is really plotting against you, waiting for your downfall. Chloe and Carrie have been best friends since elementary school. They did everything together. The bond they had was one of sisters and not best friends. Will they allow jealousy and envy to come between their sisterhood? Can their friendship weather the storm, or will they break apart and become arch enemies? You have to wonder if it's possible for lightning to strike twice. Chloe learned this to be true when she meets the handsome dreadhead Jason from New York. She goes against her better judgment and decides to give him a chance. Will she regret this decision? Is Jason who he says he really is, or is he hiding a deep, dark secret? Find out in Betrayed by Nicole Hill from Reese World Publishing.
Yes, yes, yes. And tonight we do have author Nicole Hill on the line, and we are going to get into her schedule. We want to know, where can we find Nicole Hill? Will she be anywhere near any of us or any of you, wherever you are listening tonight on Cream City? We want to know. Feel free to call in. The number 713-955-0635. Nicole Hill, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so can you give us a little bit about where you're going to be real quick?
My first book sign is going to be in Montezuma, Georgia, at the Preston Williams Center on May the 10th from 3 to 6.
Okay, okay. Hey. Anything else you want to put on the air right quick, or should we go take a call first?
We can take a call.
All right, okay. Caller number one, Cream City Classica with the sound of my voice. Who's on the line? Hello, you're on the line, Cream City. Possibly just a listener. Okay, all right, no problem. All right, so with Betrayed, let's get into a little bit of the pages here. We have
we have
Jason. Yeah, you know, Jason seemed like he got something up his sleeve. And then we got these two girls. They seem like they're going to have a falling out of some sort, you know. Why is it always like a man coming between two best friends that are more like sisters? How did this come about, and what can you give us without giving us too much?
Okay, I mean, it is something that happens all the time when you have this best friend that, you know, y'all do everything together, and just all of a sudden a man comes into the picture and she forever hates you, but she's still your friend. But you don't know that, you know, she's plotting against you or she has these feelings about you because she never says anything. So you're still thinking that she's actually a friend. I mean, we've all had that one friend that, you know, kind of took us there. So this is no different. Chloe, she's just an all-around American girl. She's a sweetheart. She loves unconditionally. And she, even though, you know, her friend is doing her like this, she still considered her a friend. She didn't want to believe the stuff that was going on with her. She didn't want to believe the stuff that, you know, people were saying that Carrie was going around saying about her. So, I mean, we've all had that one friend. And it's Jason, he's just caught in the middle.
Poor guy. Okay. Do you see yourself getting a lot of positive feedback with Betrayed by this being your first novel?
Actually, yes. I'm surprised of all the people who've, you know, given me good reviews about it. And, you know, everybody's like, when the second book is coming out, you need to hurry up with the second book. So I've been getting a lot of good feedback from this book.
Okay. And we also heard good things about Reese World Publishing. We even had them on the air a couple times before. Real good company. Did you have, like, a lot of inner reaction as far as how the cover would look? Like, were you granted that freedom?
Yes, I was. We sat down. He sent me, like, two copies of the cover. And he, you know, he gave me the choice to pick one. So the cover that's on here is the one that I picked up.
Awesome. So we're letting listeners know who are possibly aspiring authors know that, you know, Reese World Publishing is a company that will work with you, and they give you a little bit more choice. So that's good to know, because it's a self-published company, and they're making some moves, you know.
Yes, it's family-based. I mean, they are great over there at Reese World. I mean, it's whatever questions you may have, regardless of what time of day, I mean, you can always talk to them. You can email them, text them, call them. It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's awesome, because we'd like to know who's out there that's available for people getting signed. And, you know, we'd like to represent good companies, so... That's nice to know. Thank you for that. And another thing I would like to add is when you're writing novels, some people get spent after writing their first novel. And you've already said people are asking for the second novel. Have you already begun working on the second story? Do you have a sequel, or are you doing something entirely brand new?
No, actually, I'm working on the second book. I started. I haven't finished. I said I was going to take my time with this one. So, yes, I have started on it. I mean, I've been getting flack from everybody. You need to hurry up and bring out the second book. But I'm going to take my time with this one.
Okay. What's your favorite character in Betrayed?
I would have to say Chloe.
We all know art imitates life, as you've said. Is Betrayed anywhere a reflection on Nicole Hill?
No. No, it's not.
Everybody want to get the goods. Like, I want to know which one are you? Who are you really? Are you Chloe? Because, you know,
I'm not.
Okay. Well, let's take another line and see what the callers think. Area code 404. Caller number 7, Korean City Classical. Who's on the line?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Reese.
Hey! It's me, just talking about me! Hi, Reese.
Hey,
yes.
How you doing, Reese?
I was just giving you some shine.
Oh, yeah? What was that shine? Tell me again.
Yeah, we're trying to get you some more people to come sign with you. You know,
come on.
You guys work with the authors. You know, we like the work that you're putting out. You're putting out good quality work. The authors are happy. You know, we like to see people do right by people, and it seems like you got it. You got that down right now. So we want to keep lifting you higher.
Hey, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I really do. I'm blushing right now.
Oh, well, thank you. So did you?
Yeah, thanks.
Did you call in to give some event knowledge or anything about Betrayed as it stands? Are you adding anything to the interview tonight as far as Reese Well Publishing is concerned? Because we'd love to hear it.
Actually, I was calling to listen, you know, and support my author. But, you know, anything that you guys want to know, you know, we're on Amazon. We're, you know, like she said, we're steadily pumping in our Reese World. We have a couple book signings coming up next month and, you know, the summer, and we're going to try to make the Harlem Fest in July, you know. So, you know, we're open for a lot of things and we're doing a lot of things, and, you know, we don't want to, you know, let Nicole do it, you know, let Nicole, this is about Nicole and Betrayed, you know, and I'm just here to support her. Anything you want to know, I'm always around on Facebook, you know. Hello?
That's cool, because we always give people extra room to shine at the end of the show, and we're getting close to the end. So, Nicole, for the next 9 minutes or so, I just want to know, where do you think this road will take you now that you've taken that brave step to become an author? Are you like fulfilled and satisfied in your life's dream, or do you see yourself, because of writing this book, getting into other things?
I see myself doing a little bit more writing. I'm trying to hit that bestsellers list. So, I mean, that's what I'm focusing on right now. I just want to put out good books, write good stories for people to love, and that's what I'm focused on right now.
Okay. Now, are you against, like, spreading out and doing, like, blogging or anything like that to do it? Because I've noticed a trend. Some authors have, like, started vlogging with some of their novels. Have any of you seen this? Like, they'll have a good novel, and then they'll start a whole entire blog about a novel in general, like, you know, to keep in contact with the fans and stuff.
No, I haven't done any blogging. I mean, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. That's about it.
Okay. I'm just trying to, the listeners, to, like, be inspired for the ones who want to be authors. Different ways where you can get your PR done. You know, it's a lot of ways to get PR done without spending a whole lot of money. Like, have you worked on any of the PR, Nicole? Or is that all Reese World Publishing? Like, they handle everything. How does that work, you guys?
Reese has done a good job promoting the book. Only thing, you know, I've been on my Twitter page and my Facebook page and just word of mouth, just trying to get it out. But they do a good job promoting.
Okay.
I got to kind of jump in there for
now
a second, if I could.
Okay.
Actually, she's done an amazing job. You know, we try to put the best spin that we can on everything. But I think word of mouth is so important besides your blogging. And actually, she blogs and doesn't know it. You know, she goes into groups and she starts little chat forums, and before you know it, I watch her a lot. You know, her chat take off. You know, so that's actually a blog. you know, in itself, you know, that she's starting, and I don't think she realizes it yet, but she's really good at it.
Okay. See, Nicole, you didn't even know you was already doing it.
I didn't even know. I just was in the chat room conversating with people and put my book out.
All right, you did mention that you have a book signing coming up. What we'd like for you to do is repeat that information again. Go ahead.
It's going to be May the 10th in Montezuma, Georgia, at the Preston Williams Center from 3 o'clock to 6 p.m.
Okay. Now, along with that, are you going to have any posters or anything extra? Because that's another thing authors are doing. I see them with their mugs, their T-shirts, their hats. You know, these are things, I'm saying this stuff on the show because these are things that you don't think they'll help, but they do. You know, they'll have extra flyers just to keep people on their mind because, you know, they'll have keychains. Just little things that, like, self-PR that'll continue on by itself like a machine. And these are things to think about. And, I just want to, like, perpetuate that because I see people with water bottles. Matter of fact, shout out to Charles the Storyteller Burgess because he even one time he had a Rubik's Cube for his book.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Yes, don't be scared. Don't be scared to use your PR tools. Do you guys think you'll ever get into anything like that?
Sure, yes.
If you're talking to, Reese World, we're in everything. And that's funny that you said it, that we're actually having these things made up. We got a special thing going that I don't want to say right now. It's going to be kind of a surprise. And it's not as inventive as that Rubik's Cube. But, you know, it's something that's going to be eye-catching. You know, we're going to do the T-shirts, mugs, and the flyers. Actually, Nicole, I'm going to get with you after we're done so you can pick those things up. But, you know, we're doing all of that, too, and that's a great marketing tool. Great marketing tool. And it's fun, you know. And that's really what it's about, man. I want everybody that's with us to always enjoy your craft, keep that pen hot, and just have fun because I'm having a ball. I really am. I can't lie. I'm having a ball.
It's awesome to know that you guys are working hard for that spot. And you know, I've seen quite a few camps getting themselves together. You know, we got some good camps out there that really know what it takes to make a winning team. And one thing I would like to do, because it's the end of the show, and we always try to do this towards the end, is we want to leave the platform open for other people that we know are trying to come up and get some shine. Now, this isn't just authors. This is musicians, people who have a business, whatever the case might be. If you know somebody out there who could use a shout-out, this is the time to do it. Nicole, since this is your show, I want you to go first, and then Reese, would you please after that, because I know you got some people coming through.
Okay, since you said music, I want to do a shout-out to my cousin Brent, who is like a talented rapper, singer, who's trying to get his name out there. Just everybody in Montezuma that's trying to do something. Raquan, who is just an awesome football player who's on his way to Georgia.
Okay, awesome. Congratulations. Stars in the family. Is that it, Nicole?
That's it.
Okay, cool. Reese, you go ahead, take the floor.
Hey, I'm here. I want to shout out to the little homie, rich homie Quan. He's coming out, he's touring. He calls me all the time, and he's having fun. I have another little friend with him, Petey. He's coming out in the music world. I want to shout out to Tip, everybody in Atlanta. You know, thanks for having my back. G, Sherm over at G Street. You know, Shauna, everybody. Lisha. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you. Everybody that knows me and don't know you know me. You know, everybody, just go out and support Nicole, support Reese World, support Betrayed. You know, it's a good book. It's fun. Anything you need, just reach out to us, man. We're willing to help. We don't care what you're doing. If you're doing something positive, we want to help.
Incredible. And Reese, since you are the man over there, is there any way that you can give a quick little info on how an aspiring author who's interested in your company can get at you?
ReeseWorld1@gmail.com. We have a submission section. Just enter your submissions, or you know, look for us on Facebook, Reese World Publishing, ReeseWorldPublishing.com. Just reach out to us, and someone will get with you ASAP. We never keep you on hold for long. You get with you ASAP, and we're looking for submissions all the time.
That is so true.
I just want to say out to the new authors real quick, believe in your pen and believe in yourself, you know, believe in your pen and believe in yourself, and don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. You know, if you get declined, or if, you know, you get turned down with something,
Hello?
Don't stop, just keep going.
Absolutely. You guys
yeah.
are awesome. I really enjoy having you on the show. It is the end of the show. Before we end this show, we want to make sure that everybody knows how much Betrayed is, where they can pick it up, and anything else that has to do with it, real quick.
It is on Amazon. The ebook is $3.99, and paperback is $12.56, I think, now.
Oh, okay. Hey, you got options. All right, and you guys, all right, so this is the end of the show. And, Nicole, when you get through with that second book, you know you have a place to come and shine, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know you got it. And, Reese, you already know. When y'all get some more people coming through the door, they as well have a place to come on and do their thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Nicole, you hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, and we will talk to you next time on Cream City Classica. Yes, yes, yes. That was author Nicole Hill, joined by Reese from Reese World Publishing, the man over there. Yes, if you have a product, a talent, an idea, Cream City Classica is the place for the $5 ad. We love to have you on the show. We enjoyed tonight's show, and we want to thank Nicole Hill for coming, Reese for showing up, surprise. We want to thank all the listeners on the line. It's always a pleasure. It's just a good day today. You know, here in Milwaukee, it's like, what, 60? Man, we're putting on flip-flops.
How would you feel if you found out your best friend was really your foe? The one person you thought had your best interest at heart is really plotting against you, waiting for your downfall. Chloe and Carrie have been best friends since elementary school. They did everything together. The bond they had was one of sisters and not best friends. Will they allow jealousy and envy to come between their sisterhood? Can their friendship weather the storm, or will they break apart and become arch enemies? You have to wonder if it's possible for lightning to strike twice. Chloe learned this to be true when she meets the handsome dreadhead Jason from New York. She goes against her better judgment and decides to give him a chance. Will she regret this decision? Is Jason who he says he really is, or is he hiding a deep, dark secret? Find out in Betrayed by Nicole Hill, from Reese World Publishing.